家好，我是 Jenny， 谢谢你又一次回来收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
嘿、hey, 大家好，我是 Michael， 你们好呀。
那今天呢，我们要聊聊贝索斯啊、亚马逊的创始人，然后也这么多年一直在全球富豪榜上面，肯定都是一直前十。那大家对富人的生活很有兴趣，所以呢，前一段时间他大婚啊，包下整个威尼斯。我看在国内的好多自媒体也有很多报道。
Yeah, book a city, yeah, right? So he basically rented out a city for his wedding.
对，但我们今天的焦点呢，不在他的个人生活啊，我们的焦点要放在他的一套思维框架。这套思维框架呢，叫做将后悔最小化、最少化、最低化。
Exactly. So in English, we would call this the regret minimization framework.
那其实贝索斯啊，虽然这几年可能大家会觉得啊、哦，他画风突变，变得非常的喜欢打扮，然后喜欢 party 哈、啊，然后现在的太太也非常高调，好像跟以前完全不一样。但是呢，我最近读了一篇我觉得蛮有深度的分析，就是说虽然他有很多改变，但是在他的人生里面有一个 constant， 有一个恒定的东西，一直不变的，就是这一套。Regret Minimization Framework， 就是他在想东西的时候，不管是可能自己的婚姻啦，还是你讲到以前他是不是要开始做互联网，是不是要开始做亚马逊的时候，他都会问自己，我如果不做这件事情，那再过10年、20年甚至50年，我会不会后悔？
So Jeff Bezos' idea here was, how do I ask myself, you know, how can I reduce the amount of regrets that I have in my life, right?
对，所以 regret 是后悔嘛，然后 to minimize、mm-hmm. 就是把这个东西最小化。
To make it as small as possible.
然后呢，它有一个反义词，最大化。
Exactly, that would be maximization. Exactly.
所以我们千万不要弄什么 regret maximization framework, 那你就完蛋了。好，那 framework 呢，一套框架，那特别是在思考啊，工作领域听的特别多。I think it's also a mindset, 对吧？也是一种思维方式。
Right, so the way you see the world, right? It's maybe the way you make decisions.
对，所以贝索斯就说，其实他这一套的思维框架啊，是特别是在面对到一些人生重要重大的决定的时候，帮助了他来改变视角，不要就盯着眼前的短期的东西看，而是要看得更长，思维放的眼光都放得更远一点。
His idea is to shift away from short-term gains and towards long-term fulfillment.
所以我们要 shift away 是一些眼下的啦，短期的利益，然后呢，要多看看长久什么东西是能够让你觉得满足的，对吧？是给你带来成就感的。所以英语里面呢，这个就叫做 fulfillment。好，那这也是我觉得是一个很好的，就是 perspective 啦。
Yeah, and this perspective really helped him to start Amazon, right? So in the old days, he was working on Wall Street with a very successful career, and he started noticing more and more internet companies that were growing very quickly. And then he asked himself, you know, when I'm 80, will I regret not being part of the internet revolution? And obviously the answer would be yes, right? So I have to jump on this huge opportunity.
对，所以他就辞掉了当时在华尔街一个非常高薪的工作，因为当时对他来说也面临着很大的风险嘛，要放弃现在眼下可能年薪就我不知道90年代就几十万美金，非常多的，对吧？然后这个当时他怎么知道亚马逊后来会变成亚马逊呢？ So it was all like in the air, so a huge risk.But once again, 他说这个重要的就是你要把你的 perspective shift away from the most immediate, 最眼下的这些你可能得到或者失去的东西 and really try to, you know, 想想你未来的自己。
Yeah, one of the skills, especially for Bezos, was to step into the shoes of his future self, right? and say, like, oh, what's it going to be like when I'm 80? You know, what are the decisions I can make now so that I'll be very, very happy and successful when I'm 80 years old? Very smart.
对，是，要会换位思考，对吧？ Step into someone else's shoes. 但这里我觉得也很好啊，你也可以换位思考，想想十年以后、二十年以后的自己。So step into the shoes of your future self.
Yeah, we often hear this from other people, as you said, like, what would it be like to be him or to be her, right? We try to create this empathy where you kind of know how other people feel. But now we're stepping into our own shoes in the future. It's very hard.
I think we can all benefit from doing this a little bit more, a little bit more intentionally, intently. 面临一些人生大的选择的时候, big life decisions. Which option would I regret the least? 是吧? 我后悔最少的可能是哪一个?
Yeah, as you said, option would be like, which choice would I regret the least? Or which action would I regret the least? And like, that's how he makes all his major decisions.Incredible.
对对，但是呢，有一点非常重要，非常关键，就是如果没有用好的话，没有用聪明的话呢，它这个 regret minimization framework 可能会让你吃大亏，可能会导致你做一些冲动、草率、鲁莽的决定。
Use the framework thoughtfully and wisely to avoid making impulsive and reckless decisions.Right? You see, these are decisions that you make that are maybe very emotional as opposed to very rational.
对 ,impulsive 就是冲动的意思,对吧?然后我们经常讲冲动消费。
Going and shopping at something and not thinking about what you're doing, right? So impulsive buying.
然后 reckless 的意思就是比较鲁莽,对吧?比较草率,就之前没有好好的想过。
Yeah, sometimes somebody's reckless can be a little bit dangerous, right? Especially younger people, right? They might drive a car too fast or something like that. Very often it's very dangerous.
好,所以呢,我们要有智慧的来应用这一套思维框架哦。我们现在就要给大家五点非常重要的建议哦。第一条,你要配合逻辑和规划。
All right. Pair it with logic and planning. Right? So this is a very logical attitude that Bezos had. 逻辑, right? So you want to have logic rather than emotion.
好,那有一些具体的步骤或者手段来帮你这么做啊。比如说你可以做一个分析。
Yeah, so the analysis we're going to do is called a cost-benefit analysis. I think many of us have maybe heard of this concept in university. We're going to look at the costs and the advantages and see which decision is the best.
对，因为做任何的事情都会有成本，对吧？很多时候它不是 money, 不是金钱成本，但可能是时间成本啊，可能是情感情绪成本。所以呢，这个成本与收益分析不一定是局限在做生意上面哈。
Exactly. We think about the emotional benefit of the life we want. That is obviously a benefit, right?
对，那另外一点很重要的就是时机。
This is called timing, right? You need to consider time. In English, we have this expression, we say, timing is everything.
时机决定一切啊，有些人说。比如这个东西亚马逊，它90年代互联网初期蓬勃做就很好，没有人做。然后你到比如2025年再做个亚马逊，同样那个方式可能就不太行，是吧？ So timing really important. 再加上我们很多人生抉择的时候，哎呀，要不要换工作啊？要不要一些大的决定啊？可能这个决定本身是好的，是合理的，但是现在不是最好的时机。Maybe wait a year or two, 对不对？
It's really common when people think about their careers to have a fallback plan or even a plan B, right? So the worst case scenario, I try to do something, it fails, I can still get my old job back, I can move in with my parents, and that kind of thing, like just in case.
这一点也特别好啊，所以当我们 consider timing 时机的时候，它说不定就会带出让你来做一个后备计划, a fallback plan.总之我们要记住勇敢不代表盲目。
Yeah, we talked about the difference between being bold, which is really confident, and then being blind, which is being foolish.
So you can follow your vision, but still think strategically. 啊、好，那我们再来看看今天的第二个重点，就是 你要好好的问一问，要深挖自己的动机是什么。
Yeah, check your motives, right? Why are you doing this? What is the thing that is pushing you out of bed early in the morning? It's really important.
因为有的时候，当我们要做一些大的人生决定，一些改变的时候，我们到底是很想做这件事情，还是我们不太满足于自己的现状，我们想要挣脱，甚至我们想要逃避 ,escape or escapism。
Yeah, that would be like an emotional escape would be trying to get away from something that makes you feel uncomfortable. I don't think that's a good basis, right? It should be something that pulls you towards something great in the future.
对，其实不一定是说你要什么辞职创业这样的事情啊，各种各样大的这些人生决策的时候，觉得这个都挺有用的，就是问问自己，我现在想特别想做这个改变 ，Am I trying to avoid regret or am I just trying to escape my current situation?
That's true, that's true. And again, this is why we might want to either talk to our parents or talk to somebody who's got more experience than us.
对，就是你要找找别人聊一下，你要去寻求外界的一些咨询和帮助。
Seek wise counsel, right? Counsel essentially means advice. Getting advice from really experienced, really smart people.
Counsel, 现在很多做留学咨询啊什么是吧？Educational counselor, counseling.、Mm-hmm. 然后有一些高中他会给你配一个什么 university counselor, 到你怎么申请大学。但是呢在我们人生里面不管什么阶段你只要需要 advice, 你都可以说 hey, I need some, or I could use some outside counsel, wise counsel.
Exactly. We might ask our parents for, you say, 咨询 right? Some advice like that.
或者就是我们常常听到一个词叫导师对吗
So you want to talk to mentors, right? This is the 导师 right? So either talk to somebody who's got more experience than you and you can almost be like their student.
对，然后 mentor 这个词呢，它也是一个动词啊，所以它既是一个人名词，然后呢，这些 mentors, what are they doing? They're mentoring you.
Exactly. You probably had some in university as well. They might give you suggestions for your career. A mentor, yeah.
哎，对对对，还有一些大的公司，它可能会有一些 mentorship program, 对吧？新入职的员工，对，会给你配一个。但是我们人生里面，我相信 Michael 你也会有，就是一些好朋友，可能比你年长个几岁，或者忘年交比你年长很多。But you trust their advice, you trust their counsel, right? And you always seek their counsel when you're faced with a big decision.
We talk about maybe friends of our parents who were in the industry when we were 20 years old and we would follow all of their advice, right? That's a great mentor.
对，然后像我教会很多比我年长的十几二十岁的特别女性吧，我姐姐啊阿姨辈的 ,yeah, they have been great mentors to me. 然后他们会帮我们看到一些自己的思维局限或者我们的一些盲点。
Your blind spots. So a blind spot in English, it kind of comes from when you're driving in the car and there's a part of the road that you cannot see. But in your life, it basically means like a big mistake or some trap that you might fall into as a young person.
我们是希望既有自己的直觉，但是呢，我们也去寻求群体智慧。
A wise decision often includes both intuition and community wisdom, right? So the feeling of intuition, but also the knowledge that the community has.
See, intuition 就是你的直觉啊。然后呢，这个 community wisdom, 他这里说的 community, 倒不一定是指什么你的邻居啊，什么那个社区。它更多指的是一群人，对吧 ？Group, like group wisdom, 群体智慧。
Right. In English, we sometimes talk about your peer group. So this is the people around you who might be in your industry. That could be more like your community rather than your 邻居。
没错，没错。现在我们的生活很多时候，邻居是谁你都不认识。A little bit hard. 是。好，那我们今天呢，最后还有两个重点要与大家分享啊。好，现在这个第四点呢，是要区分清楚。什么是以后我会后悔的事情？什么是现在我很冲动想要去做的事情？
We need to distinguish, right? So distinguish is to separate two things. Distinguish between regret and impulse, right? So I need to separate these two things. Regret means I feel bad about the future, and impulse is like this emotional charge that I want to take action.
其实这个就和前面分享的那个 check your motives, 深挖你的动机相关联的，对吧？ Definitely related. 因为很多你觉得啊，我不做这件事情以后会后悔的，可能是你现在当下 most immediate, most impulsive thinking.
We always ask ourselves this question, would I still choose this path if I thought about it for 3 months?
这个我就想到我们中文叫三分钟热度。所以这个三个月我觉得会更加有用一点啊，可能就是这件事情我当下很想做，但是如果让我再等个几个月，我还会不会那么想做？It could be a little bit difficult to, you know, future cast into 3 months, 或者什么 30 years. Nonetheless, 我觉得这都是值得问自己的问题。
I think this is one of the great things about Bezos, right? That he said, like, in 20 years, this is going to be true. And, like, that's genius, right? That he could imagine the future so clearly.
对，所以他是贝索斯啊，他能租威尼斯三天。是吧？好，那还有一个很重要的，就是我眼下特别想做的这件事情，是不是契合、匹配我对自己长期的目标和我的一些核心价值
？Does this action, right? Does this action line up with my long-term goals and my values, right? So is it in sync? Does it line up with what I believe in and what I want to do 10, 20 years from now? Then it sounds pretty good.
To line up with something 啊，那他们就是契合的，对吧？是在一条线上的。然后就也让我想到上次我们 dating 那个节目，婚恋的有讲到 align 是吧 ？Do our core values align? So basically the same meaning.
Exactly, exactly.
所以呢，我们是希望能够更加清晰的来看一下我们自己的想法、我们的决定，不要草率，不要操之过急，对吗？
Yeah, this regret minimization lens should help you to clarify direction, not rush into action, right? So to rush into is a very emotional thing, right? You're driven by emotion rather than a very logical action.
刚刚 Michael 说 rush 的时候，我能感受到你的那种急 ，like you're in a rush into. 因为你如果说我赶时间没事。Yeah, you can say I'm in a rush. 但这里它也是一个动词词组 right? To rush into something. 通常它是比较负面的，比较 negative 的。The connotation is 其实你没有好好的想过 right?
Exactly. You didn't think about it. You just let your emotions take control of your body, right? You didn't really think about this decision.
好，但是如果你所有的你都有清楚的想过，然后你也有听别人的意见啊，然后你也有plan, 你也有 fallback plan, 你还是决定去做这件事情，那很好，你要为自己的决定负责，然后呢，你下决心去做，不要轻易放弃。
Now, the last point we want to mention here was to count the cost and then commit, right?
Yeah.
Commit essentially means a promise to do something no matter what, right? A long-term promise.
我们上次也是讲那个恋爱的节目嘛，不是说有一段这种认真投入的关系 ，a committed relationship。那这里呢，它是一个动词，就是 you need to commit， 对吧 ？commit to this thing or this decision you're making。
Exactly. Again, you might want to work 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, more, you know, for 4 years, right? So that's a commitment.
总之，你要有决心，然后呢，你要投入。不要轻易放弃啊！所以呢，你把之前的这些 cost 你已经都算过，而且很重要的 own the cost. When we say you know own the cost or own your mistakes, 意思就是你要为这个负责，对吧？
Exactly. So own the cost means like take responsibility for it, whether it's like your financial responsibility, your timing, or even your relationship responsibility.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。贝索斯的这一套后悔最小化思维框架啊 ，the regret minimization framework。
Yeah, I gotta say, Jenny, this is a really cool idea, and I wonder if you can imagine yourself in 20 years. Did you ever think about what decisions you might make?
我现在就开始会这么想，就是有没有太晚四十多岁？当然以前也有想，但我觉得他们这些非常成功的人士呢，他就有一个本领，或者说别人会把他的一些好的思维都帮你 distill into these frameworks。就现在大家都喜欢框架化思维嘛，所以 it's a very good tool, right? 是一个很好的工具。
Yes, an incredible tool, especially if we kind of take a lot of advice from guys like Jeff Bezos.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。希望大家学到了一些有用的英语，还有一些能帮助你思考的方法。那非常感谢你的收听，我们下次再见。
谢谢大家，我们下次再见。